Crying already? I thought I was told you were the office slut. If you can't even take an hour of being fucked on the machine, then why do you have that title? Loving to be fucked and deserving to be fucked are two very different things. It's not even on the highest setting yet and you're making all those noises. I gave you permission to come whenever you want so I wouldn't have them. It would be an inconvenient distraction if you were wriggling around, making loud noises and trying to hold back an orgasm. So I gave you permission. I just wanted a little bit of entertainment while I worked. I was told that the office slut would be up for that. It's not even a challenge for you. It's what you do with your job. You're employed here to service the other important folks. I know for a fact that that hole of yours was used as the selling point to get me to join this company once Bernstein and Flecker decided to anger me enough that I left. But it's okay. Because I was right with you, and I'm going to make sure that I get as much use out of your fucking hole as I want. Okay, if you don't stop making those annoying little whines, I'm going to give you a reason for those tears, okay? Good. Glad we're on the same page. What did I say? Keep your mouth shut, and we won't have any problems. It's not like I gave you a task to complete. It's my first time using you. I wanted to take it easy. I wanted you to feel good so that you would like me. I was hoping that if you liked me, that would lead to you spending more time in my office, and then I could make use of the free use whore. But if this is what you're providing, yeah, I might actually start working. I mean, what kind of a slut are you if you can't even follow instructions? You have explicit permission to come whenever you want, so I shouldn't be hearing all those pathetic little sobs. I told you to orgasm, so I wouldn't have to fucking hear them. I'm going to have to tell Zoe that you are not up to the standards of the Green Office. I don't want to do that, but what you're doing right here, it's not enough. You're being unhelpful. You're being a distraction. So unless you can keep that mouth of yours shut, you're going to keep being a distraction. That is, unless you just want to let go and come. Like, you would fucking do that and make my life easier, right? Oh, once I tell Zoe that you haven't been performing up to par, she's not going to be very happy with you, is she? No. But how am I supposed to get any work done when you're being so noisy? Tell me, have they at least trained you to be the official slut of the office, or is being fucked just a passion of yours? No training? Absolutely none. Yeah. No, it shows. Look, if you're going to be the free use office fuck toy, you're gonna need to get better at it. For starters, work on being quieter. No one wants to hear how much you are or aren't enjoying something. You're a toy. You're not meant to make a noise or enjoy something, so maybe start acting like a toy. Be silent. Be pretty. Take whatever's given to you. That's it. Number two. You are being used as stress relief during the workday, so you need to keep up a positive demeanor. You really do. I know you're desperate to come right now, but that doesn't look too good for the office morale. Everybody wants an eager fuck toy, not a desperate one. Number three. All you are is a hole to them. Nothing more. The sooner you get it through your head that you are nothing more than a hole, the easier this job will be and the better at it you will become. Your job is to keep up morale at the office while helping out if you're asked to. That's it. It's not like you could even be entrusted with things like schedules or meetings. You're so stupid, you wouldn't even know why you can't schedule a lunch and a brunch meeting. All I'm saying is if I were in your shoes, I would be grateful to have found a job like this. Most places won't pay you to be a hoe. Then again, you are one of the reasons everyone wants to work at green offices, aren't you? Having a slut on the books that is paid to be available to every employee here. Well, that just makes more people want to apply to see if it's true. They all want a chance at you. Tell me, are you also offered to the clients as well, or is this just a little perk of working here? Really? If you worked for me, I would make sure that you're being constantly used. You know, like in your job description. That's what you're here for, anyways, isn't it? If you weren't servicing a client and showing them why they should go with green, then you would be bent over a desk, taking it from me or one of the other superiors walking around here. Miss Green seems to have an untapped money potential in you, but she doesn't quite realize it yet. Right now, she's keeping you all to herself, and that's quite greedy considering you, well, the most polite way I can phrase this is you're a magnificent specimen of a slut, and she's keeping you all to herself. But I guess she does loan you out during the day. What? Does she not fuck you well enough at home? Is that why you're the office slut? Aw, the poor whore. Your legs must be constantly spread. Your hole always wet and willing, and still it's somehow not enough for you. Will you ever be satisfied? Oh, we both know the answer to that. We both know that you are a greedy and selfish slut who only cares about their own pleasure and their own orgasm. It's okay. You can admit it. Even now, while you're taking that dildo, you're moaning and canting your hips, like you're begging the machine to fuck you deeper, like it can somehow see you and understand how fucking pathetic you look. If I were to turn this up, do you really think you would be able to take it? Who am I kidding? Of course you can take it. You're a slut with a hole that is always desperate to be filled. This is what you live for. How many times have you come in my office already? Oh, very good. And how many more times should I make you come? I'll see how you're doing after this orgasm. You haven't said that magical word, so clearly you must be enjoying this. You love when your body is pushed to the limits like this, don't you? Can't get enough of fucking feeling it between your legs, right? Can't get enough of how good it feels, the machine fucking you without any care or abandon. Even your breathing is coming in labored. You must be so close to another orgasm. Do you want to come already? Oh, I hope you do. And even more so, I hope this one hurts for you. You suffer so beautifully for me. I thought you were a gorgeous slut when Miss Green was giving me a demonstration on how to properly use her toy, but I must say, you look even better when I'm the one making you this pathetic. And it's not like you care, as long as you get fucked. Right, my dear slut? That's what I thought. You know, in my time on this earth, I've learned one thing. No matter what someone does, it's never enough. They're just gluttons for it. Addicted to being fucked because it's the only thing they're good for. That's what you are. You got hired at an office for a job, only for said job to be you getting fucked. What are the chances? Is this something that, like, you decide growing up? Did you decide you were going to be easy when you were a little kid? Like how some people want to be doctors? You just wanted to be fucked, didn't you? To be given a purpose as important as being stress relief. Well, that's the greatest honor to your kind, isn't it? The kind of pervert that likes to be used and treated as if they're no better than a goddamn fleshlight. A fleshlight doesn't need to be fed. It doesn't need to drink. It's arguably way more cost-effective than you. So why should your mistress, Miss Green, keep you around when she can get the same exact thing from a $10 piece of silicone? You do make quite the picture, though. So pretty, getting fucked like this. It feels good to do your purpose, doesn't it? There are people out there that go their entire life without knowing if what they're doing is what they're supposed to be doing. They're constantly worried if they're doing what is right for them or what's for the greater good. But you don't have to worry about that. No. Somebody else already made the call for you. All you have to do is obey. Everyone around you is constantly worried if what they're doing is right for them. But you don't need to worry about that, because you know what you're doing is right for you. This is where you belong. You thrive while being fucked. Being used like some type of fuck toy makes you feel amazing, and it makes you cum your brains out for some fucking reason. Oh, I know that's what you want to do. You want to come around the fucking machine, don't you? Oh, of course you do. But you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about Miss Green. Specifically, how she always lets you come. Isn't that nice of her? Yeah, she's a total sweetheart. She absolutely never tells you no when you want to orgasm, does she? That's what I thought. She doesn't want to tell you no because you're always on your best behavior for her, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, that's really great. For her. But for me? Well, you whine. You complain. You think you know what you deserve. What you need. Better than I do. It's not very obedient of you. When I fuck the office sluts, I want the office slut to not only listen to their mistress, but to their superiors. All their superiors. Of course, she has final say in what happens to you. You are her property after all. But you should respect me. When I tell you not to cry, you should stop crying. When I say to be quiet because those desperate squeaks that keep slipping out are distracting, you should be as quiet as a fucking mouse. But you aren't. You kept moaning. You kept begging while tears fell down that sweet face of yours. It was disgusting. It makes you so unattractive when you're sobbing like that. Do you even still want to come? Oh, seriously? You still want to orgasm? My. A pitiful slut, right on the verge of coming. Being fucked by my very own machine, and you're desperate to come. Why would I ever want this to stop? I'm getting my very own private fuck show with you as my very own star. You come on your own or you don't come at all. It makes no difference to me if you orgasm, genuinely. I'm going to take you off the machine when I'm ready, not you, so it's going to keep fucking away. Come, don't come. I don't give a shit. Just don't be too loud, okay? You're getting loud. I have work I need to get done. Either come or don't. Fuck, this is taking forever. Come on. Orgasm already. I don't have time to sit here all day. I have a real job, unlike you. Oh, would you look at that? Oh, excuse me there, but fuck. That was fucking pathetic, even for you. Coming right then and there. Couldn't even wait for me to finish the sentence. You were that desperate, huh? What is Miss Green seeing you? You're loud and whiny and pathetic, and you demand so much attention. You're supposed to be the free use office whore, but it's more like you're some crybaby who gets fucked on company time. Which one do you think you're more of?